Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, we were not mucking around on SmackDown. It was decision-making time. Also, hello, my friends. Welcome to Ups and Downs with me, Simon Miller, from What Culture. And just to remind you, because it is getting close, there is going to be a big shake-up here on UDS. I abbreviated it. When AEW Collision starts, you're going to get some new shows. Some shows are going to disappear. But it's all done to try and make you feel all warm and fuzzy in your tum-tum. But for now, let us up us those downs for SmackDown. But that is right. Solo Sikoa and Paul Heyman were already in the ring when SmackDown did start. And just as Paul Heyman was going to talk, Jey Uso came to the ring, his music hit. I was like, what an annoying thing to do. He told Solo that he had made a massive mistake because you don't stab brothers in the back, and he wasn't sure if he could ever forgive him. I was like, man, profound sadness. This is when Heyman grabbed the mic and was like, no, that's not correct at all. We should blame Jimmy Uso, because do not forget, he was making all the decisions here. Did he tell you what he was going to do before Night of Champions? I bet he did not. So you may have shared a womb together, but maybe you should start thinking about that. He also then went into full manipulation mode, which everyone does to poor Jey Uso. He's going to need mega counseling, because he was like, look, the only reason Jimbo is doing this is because he knows the deal, he knows the score, and he knows in the future, Roman Reigns has picked the brand new tribal chief, and Jey, it's gonna be you. Ooh, the lally. Paul also escalated this because he had proof of that, because he'd gone out of his way, and tonight, it is gonna be Jey taking on Austin Theory for the United States Championship. Where did that come from? Paul also said the Uso tag team had basically been retired now, and that after Jey does win this championship, we can start putting the things in place to make him the brand new head on the table. I was just screaming at my television during this. Don't do it, Jey. He's tricking you. He's like a magician. I mean, it's just so much baloney, you could make a sandwich out of it. Although Jey did go, I tell you what, I accept this match. But when Paul went to shake his hand, he was like, I'm not ready for that. Which is quite a strange thing to say. I'm not ready for a handshake. My word, you must be broken. So it's a proper wait and see thing. And when we get to the main event, it gets even more crazy. So we just give a round of applause for WWE because the Bloodline continues to be one of the best stories they've ever told. That's right, I said it had to be said. Give it up. Before that, though, it was time for another Money in the Bank qualifier. And it was Santos Escobar taking on Mustafa Ali. And it was a banger. It was also excellent both in the ring and outside the ring because LA Knight came to do commentary. We all know how we feel about that guy. And at one point, Santos did this Hurricane Rana to the outside, and I swear he hit his head on Simba the Steel Steps. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope he is okay. Now, he then just started to do dives and crossbodies, 2023 wrestling, so I think he is all right. But for goodness sake, people, will you be more careful? They were then both tussling on the top rope and they fell to the floor. And I was shouting, would you be careful up there? And given that Mustafa Ali got the best of that, he went for the 450. He wasn't able to get it, so he did one of those roll thingamajig. When we got the double knees, we got a tornado DDT and we got a 1-2 kick out. It's so damn good. Mustafa was obsessed with doing something off the top rope, though, because he kept climbing up there. So Escobar was like, all right. He nailed him with the Phantom Driver, and he got the 1-2-3. And I tell you, I have loved the majority of these Money in the Bank qualifiers, because we are getting a winner, and we are getting a loser. And it doesn't matter that sometimes people get defeated. It's sports. I mean, predetermined sports, but it's still sports. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Santos is going to the Money in the Bank. When Sami Zayn was on SmackDown, now I melted down for about 3.5 seconds because I was like, oh my gosh, it's another Raw guy on Fridays. Then I remembered he is part of the Unified Tag Team Champions, so he's allowed to be here. Thank goodness. He also went and found Jey Uso to have a word with him. I was like, Sam, what are you doing? These people quite literally tried to kill you. I think you need to move on from it. He was basically manipulating Jey Uso as well, even though if it was done in a nice way. Because he was like, look, if you stay with Roman Reigns, you know what is going to happen. Of course he's going to turn his back on you. He's totally obsessed with it, and he's not a very nice person. They also went through the fact that every single relationship the Tribal Chief has had has gone to hell. And the whole time, Jey said nothing, and he just walked off. So once again, this is just such intriguing TV. And I have a slight feeling deep down in my tum-tum that what's going to happen is that Sami Zayn is not going to let this go. And eventually Kevin Owens is going to be like, look, I kept asking you to just move on from it. You wouldn't do it. He gives him the pop-up powerbomb. And then we get that feud. Actually, now I think about it, while it would be somewhat ridiculous, I would love it. I'm giving it an up. More interviews after this. And it was time to make a very good call. But Isla Dawn and Alba Fire were here, and just when they were about to speak, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler walked out, much like it happened in the first segment. Can you imagine if this happened in real life? So I just want to thank her, oh, for goodness sake. Baszler also claimed the only reason the NXT tag team titles existed was because of her, when Ronda was like, yeah, what she said. Also, we think there should only be one set of championships, so we're challenging you to a unification match. She did not do this weird wiggle. It did spark a big old brawl, which Isla Dawn and Alba Fire got the better of, and I am so behind this idea. As I keep ranting and raving about, I'm sure you're bored of it, so am I. The women's tag team titles on the main roster continue to vanish. So now, if we can just have one set, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, because they'll definitely win, can go to Raw, they can go to SmackDown, they can go to NXT. And if we have three shows, and we still can't find a way to feature them, then everything should just be plunged into the ground. It also goes to show that what Nick Khan said about NXT is definitely true, because Baron Corbin is going there, Mustafa Ali is going there, Seth Rollins is going there. These two are going to go there, and I enjoy the synergy. Don't like the fact I used that word, because it made me sound like a goober, but this got me pumped. We're going to get that match in a couple of weeks. Up. We then did get a video for the Iron Sheik, who very sadly passed away, and of course thoughts with his friends and family. It was a very nice tribute, and I tell you, they don't make them like the Iron Sheik anymore. He was larger than life, he was a great character. Let's face it, he was a true wrestling legend. And then WWE went and did that thing they do. Damn it! For his Bayley versus Meechin in a Money in the Bank qualifier, and it went 2 minutes. This was fine for Bayley, but poor Mia Yim, man. She can't get anything. AJ Styles was on commentary, and as it turned out, that was going to be the main focus of this. And because Meechin was booked to lose, she was just allowed to whip Bayley's ass for a while. And I was watching it going, it's going to be down 120 seconds. I know what's going to happen. I was right. Sadly, she wasn't ready for Rita the ring post, though, so she got hurled into that, and we went back into the ring, and Bayley hit the rose plant. 1, 2, 3. This is when Scarlett turned up and went, oh, hey, AJ Styles. And she kind of sprayed something into his face. I don't know what it was, so I'm going to pretend it was acid, and now he's going to become Harvey Dent. When Karrion Kross was here, he applied the big submission sleeper thingamajig that he does. I was like, well, that is basically attempted murder. I don't mind that feud at all. In fact, I think it will be quite good. But when it comes to Meechin, it just feels like she's fading into the background. And also, this lacked the gravitas of other qualifiers because we just didn't give it time down. Adam Pearce then told Bianca Belair, listen, we're about to do a women's championship ceremony thing for Oscar, so you better not go out there. Bianca was like, I'm not listening to you. Nobody listens to you. So Pearce then went, well, I'll give you a rematch. So Bianca went, I won't go out there. And she still got screwed. And it was well timed because we went straight into this segment and all we basically did was stop the fact that the Raw Women's Champion is on SmackDown and the SmackDown Women's Champion is on Raw. And I'm glad we've done this. It's been causing me a really big problem. Sorry I fell down. The point is she is now the WWE Women's Champion and she's got a brand new belt that looks like all the other belts. So what we're going to do with Rhea's, I don't know. And just as the Empress of Tomorrow was about to celebrate,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We got another interruption, and Charlotte Flair is back on SmackDown. Pierce instantly asked her what she's doing here, and I wanted Charlotte to go, well, it's my job, and I'm employed, so I finally turned up to work, when Adam was like, look, I know you want a championship match, but it don't work like that, you've got to go to the back of the line. Charlotte's reply, though, was that she doesn't wait in line because she created the line. I was like, what do you mean you created the line? What year were you born in? Year one? I tell you how that goes. So Charlotte, if you could tell us something really individualistic about yourself, what would you say it was? Well, you're not going to believe this, but I am the creator of the line. Now you're not, get out of my office. As ever, everybody just ignored Adam Pearce because Charlotte wanted the match. Oscar said, fine, I'll give you the match. And as she went to go and spit the mist in her face, Charlotte got out of the way and she beat Oscar up. And I think we are going to do this on SmackDown soon. Once again, who saw that coming? And we do actually think we probably could have held off this feud and put a few other people in there instead before you did build to Charlotte versus Oscar. But look, it will probably be a good match. And I was just happy we sorted out the championship situation. It wasn't that bad. Not like I was offended or anything. More Jey Uso stuff after this. The poor guy. Because Heyman was basically back to the manipulating when he said, look, you need to go get a suit and you need to give me your passport because we're going to London soon on the private jet for Money in the Bank. It's true. It's over here. This continued because Paul said, listen, Jey, make sure you stay in line. Then next week on SmackDown, Roman Reigns will acknowledge you. And I was like, wow, Jey Uso is going to be acknowledged. I'd like to be acknowledged. Finally, at least by my family, they just ignore me. Jey was pumped about this, especially because if he is going to become the new head of the table and stay in the bloodline, it means that Paul Heyman won't be. So yeah, he was telling him, I don't like you, Mr. Heyman, why don't you flub off? As soon as Jey did leave as well, Paul got right on the phone to talk to Roman Reigns. So I was like, man, you are such a snitch and you already know what I'm going to do here. I'm just going to give it an up because what we do is that we continue to plant the seeds. Though I said that like I was an Italian, but we continue to plant the seeds. And I am just here for all of it. Adam Pearce and Bianca then got into a stare down, fair enough, because Bianca was basically saying with her eyes, you just promised me a rematch, you absolute idiot. This is when we cut to the front row of SmackDown, though, and Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams were sat there. So once again, this whole, oh my gosh, NXT is going to become a third brand, continues to gain steam. It also made sense because Baron Corbin is going to wrestle, and of course those guys hate each other. And it was a Money in the Bank qualifier. He was taking on Butch. Once again, it went like a minute. Why do we keep doing this to Mr. Corbin? I mean, Baron got on the microphone and laughed at the NXT guys to begin with, so Butch was like, all right, I'm going to punch you in the face. But when he went for a moonsault and missed, Baron Corbin beat him up for a bit. But as we know, if you are a professional wrestler and you know there's another human being outside of the ring that has taken an interest in you, you totally forget what you're meant to be doing. He just kept looking at Carmelo, which is when Butch snuck in and hit the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up, and he got the uno, dos, tres. Man was so mad he went and smacked Carmelo Hayes, so they got into a big brawl. So look, I'm going to give that an up because I really like the fact we did an angle on SmackDown to tell people you should go and watch NXT. But this is like the Meechin match from earlier. It doesn't really do much for anybody, because how did Butch win? Because he saw somebody's ass who was distracted. That part gets a down. But they got even more after this too, because the Brawling Brutes were in the back being all excited about what had just happened when Baron Corbin walked in, when Cameron Grimes was also here, and he beat up Corbin. Now look, I know that Baron Corbin is meant to be the heel, but I genuinely feel sorry for him. So we probably need to shake things up a little bit. And then we did it again! Three was Io Sky versus Shotzi, and yep, it went 2 minutes. I mean, why do we keep doing it? And of course, Bayley was out here with Sky as well, so she cast the distraction and just put Shotzi off the top rope, which is when Io Sky hit the moonsault and she got the 1-2-3. So again, this was just too quick to even make a judgment on it. If you had gone to the bathroom, you would have missed it. Shotzi also did this dive. I thought she was going to die because she just threw herself into it with such aplomb. And yeah, look, I'm not saying it was bad and these two guys can wrestle, but I just think we could have given them a little bit more time. Also, I've got to continue on with the thread, otherwise I'd be a hypocrite. Down. Austin Theory then did a quick interview saying that he will beat Jey Uso tonight because he is the beast, as he did beat John Cena. When we cut to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, who were having a little bit of a conversation. Now, I was totally excited because they got interrupted by Pretty Deadly and they just insulted each other for their clothes. When the Good Brothers turned up, I was like, oh man, you do still work here, along with the Brawling Brutes, and we had the Street Profits, and we had a bunch of other teams, including the LWO, because they all want a shot at the tag team titles. This is when Adam Pearce walked in and was like, well, I know what we can do. A big old gauntlet for next week. Bless Kevin Owens. He was freaking out again because the unwritten rule is not being adhered to. He had to be calmed down. I actually love this man. We also then got all of the news because I think next week we're getting Michin and AJ Styles taking on Karrion Kross as Scarlett, which I think is Scarlett's main roster debut in sense of being in the ring. We're also going to get Charlotte versus Oscar, and Charlotte will be a guest on the Grayson Waller Effect. And Grayson got a video here, so I do hope he gets a big old pashoon. He's got potential. When it was time for the main event, which was Austin Theory versus Jey Uso for the United States Championship, and I tell you, given that we only announced this on the night, it really did feel like a big deal, because it had ramifications. It got heated because Jey threw Austin over Al on the announce table, and the fans were so behind him, which once again made me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum, when they were going for finishing moves, but the other guy reversed it into their own finishing move. Wow. You just knew nonsense was coming because it has to, as it has the bloodline. As they were fighting, they accidentally fell into the referee, who laid down like he was dead. This is when Jey Uso hit the big splash, and he had the visual pinfall, but there was nobody to go 1-2-3. This is when Pretty Deadly ran out to take advantage, and I tell you, there is something between this Pretty Deadly and Austin Theory team that we should take advantage of when Jimmy Uso was here to save his brother, because they are siblings, and blood is thicker than water, whatever the hell that saying is. It's also not true because Solo Sikoa, the other brother, was then there, and he was fighting with Jimmy, and Jimmy was fighting with him. Then Jey tried to get involved, and he got pushed away, and when Jimmy went to try and super kick Solo, he accidentally smashed Jey. And of course, right away, Wade Barrett was going, oh, it was an accident, or was it? Whose side is he on? Solo and Jimmy then kept going at it outside of the ring, and very coincidentally, the referee was then back on his feet. So Austin Theory just saw Jey laying down, and he got the three. I was absolutely laughing. How many super kicks do we see in WWE that never win a match, but when your own brother gives you one, you have to deal with the emotional turmoil too, so you're just dead. Jimmy then ran back to the ring and tried to say to Jey, it was a mistake, I didn't mean it. But Jey not only pushed him, but he left the ring, which he loves to do, doesn't like to deal with his problems. And who was waiting outside? It was Solo Sikoa and Paul Heyman. So you kind of had a visual metaphor. Jey still walked away from all of this too, because again, that is what he does. When Paul Heyman got his phone and said, ring Roman Reigns. So I was like, why is SmackDown ending with us learning that Paul Heyman likes to use Siri? Here's the deal though. I absolutely need to know what is going to happen, even though I already know. Of course, Jey will eventually team with Jimmy and will do these two singles matches and the tag team match against Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa, but it's going to rock. So far, WWE hasn't dropped the ball. Up. Which indeed bring us to the end of SmackDown, and now you know the deal. Make sure you let me know what you think about all of this in the comments below, and click the video on the screen, which is going to be ups and downs for Rampage, because of course Rampage airs at the same time, kinda. Well, my name is Simon for What Culture. Thank you for watching me as always. The t-shirt said Goofy Wrestling for Life. See you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.